if someone's a little bit worried, and you say, well, she's just really a little bit...
She was scared.
You say,
she was
I feel a little bit,
uneasy around her.
And I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay.
Used to be.
And if she isn't afraid now, but she, in the past,
she was scared.
Okay, well, go ahead and just use afraid. She's not afraid,
afraid now, but she was.
Here's another way of saying she was. And when she was a child, she, all during that period, she isn't now, but she
used to be.
Okay. And if someone leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say, well, he is really a money... What kind of person? Or he leaves his car with the keys in them. Very
careless person.
Okay. And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie. Sometimes she just acts kind of...
Funny.
Okay.
Queer.
Queer. All right. Now, the word queer, has that any other meanings for you?
Well,
in more recent use...
I mean queer. She does things that... things that... She wouldn't do if she was
normal.
Normal.
Okay, eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have anything to do with anything sexual? Queer. Homosexual?
Well, I wouldn't know.
What about if a man is very sure of his own ways? He never intends to change a jot. And you want to say, well, there's no use being so. Don't be so...
Joel was saying, stop in your way.
Okay, the other way to say that.
Don't be so quick in your way.
The other way. You just won't change your mind a bit. You're just being...
just being foolish.
Okay. Stubborn?
Stubborn.
Obstinate.
Okay.
Honorary? What about honorary?
Honorary is just being honorary.
Bullheaded?
Bullheaded is right.
You heard all of
that. Yeah, you heard all of that.
All right. If someone is easily offended and you just have to be constantly careful with what you say because they'll get mad, you might say, well, you can't joke with him. He's mighty.
Mighty, finicky.
Finicky? Mm-hmm. Would you use touchy?
Yeah, she could touch us, or finicky, or that. Right.
Okay, if anything goes wrong, he's awfully
upset.
Okay. And if he gets upset, you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
all upset over the matter. Or,
okay. You know. He got... angry, he got angry. Okay. And if you try to tell somebody to settle down, you say, keep
quiet.
Keep peaceful.
Peaceful, quiet, be calm.
Okay. And if someone has worked very hard, or if you work very hard, you say, oh, I am just all...
Tuck it out.
Okay.
I'll beat it out.
Okay. And, if you're talking about somebody else and another way of saying that same thing, if you used to like have a coat that you continue to use and it is finally all
worn
out, all right, and if you, every day you put it on, you...
Well, I must discard this, or...
And if you say, Mr. Ayers, for example, every day Albert wants to the same coat.
Wear the old coat.
Okay. And would you use that term to mean very tired? I'm completely...
Exhausted.
Any form of wear? I'm just completely...
Worn out.
All right. If a person has been quite well, just in perfect health, and you hear suddenly that they have some disease, you might say, last night she... Suddenly
she was taken sick or taken ill.
Just last night she use that word again. Just last night she
took sick.
Okay. He came home from school early because he...